Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenini and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally right now. 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
We get a lot of ticket texts on this stuff, and we've gotten a few callers over the past few weeks. It is the J.J. McCarthy topic. So let me explain this. Much like last segment, Jeff said, just because I read it doesn't mean I endorse it. Just because I'm going to explain this to you doesn't mean I endorse all of it. I'm trying to explain what you're seeing happen in real time. J.J. McCarthy's draft ascension. Okay, here's where we're at. DraftKings odds for J.J. to go number two to the Commanders, while he is still not favored to do so, his odds have gone down from plus 2,500 to plus 500. Jim Harbaugh in the media again. And while that guy's a total crackpot, he knows what he's doing. JJ had the best pro day you've ever seen. And bibbidi bobbidi boo. And oh, okay.
Except nobody was really there to see it.
Correct. The point is, you have to understand two critical factors with the NFL. And that while the NFL may draft quarterbacks high, it doesn't mean they're that good. I'll give you an example. With JJ, there really isn't a lot of game tape to go by. There's just not. When you're only thrown it about 17 times a game, very difficult to evaluate you. When you have the best offensive line and a run-first offense, and you play largely no one, it's very hard to go by. Now, we watched a lot of these games, and look at the playoff game, look at the Rose Bowl against Alabama. When they tried to lean on JJ in the third quarter, they damn near lost the game. The point I'm making is the NFL is going to draft on two things, the tape and the projection. JJ has all the tools. No one has ever said he doesn't. Does he run a sub 4.5 40? Yes. Does he have a requisite amount of size, height? You know, he's not a 5'9 quarterback. Yes. Does he have arm strength? Mm-hmm. Yes. Toolsy, right? He's like what the Tigers drafted Max Clark this summer, right? He's toolsy. What actual production do you have for Max Clark? Nothing. You drafted the idea of Max Clark. You drafted what you think he could be. That's what's going on right now. So I don't put up a fight with it because I live in the real world. There aren't enough quarterbacks for the amount of teams that need them. Okay, the top three teams who all need a quarterback desperately, the Bears, the Patriots, the Commanders, they're going to take quarterbacks. Now, after that, no quarterback warrants a top five pick. None. But JJ might go six. The Vikings may move up. Bo Nix is not a first-round quarterback. I think he'll go 12 to the Broncos. You need a quarterback. If you don't have one, you're dead. Mm-hmm. So what happens is teams get desperate. And when you're desperate, you can do stupid things. I have no idea if JJ will be any good. But for those of you who take a text in and go, oh my God, you're going to be so angry when the Giants take him. No, I'm not. We don't have a quarterback. My current quarterback's in a wheelchair. My other quarterback is Drew Locke. If the Giants take him, here's how it works. He's either a superstar or Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's careers are gone because of it. But you have to try.
Scarcity of quarterbacks out there.
But it's happening. Right. It's happening because JJ, unlike Michael Penix, is not 30. He doesn't have a multitude of injuries. There are major concerns about Penix's injuries and his availability.
And right now with JJ, the fact that you haven't seen anything, the unknown is undefeated. Because you don't know a lot, you can just kind of...
The last quarterback that had this kind of rise, and I'm not saying this is what will happen to JJ, so please don't take it as slander. And if my team gets him, you bet your ass I'll root for him. But the last quarterback that had this type of ascension and was drafted almost exclusively on measurables and hope and projection was Trey Lance. Think about it. Trey Lance had only played one game in the year prior. All his tape was old and at a low level. Mm-hmm. It was about the mobility.
And the one game that they set up for TV.
Yeah. It was about mobility. It was about frame. It was about projection. It was about what we can do, and this guy will blossom. It didn't happen. Did injuries play a role? Of course it did. But there are just two types of quarterbacks. There are the quarterbacks that you turn on the tape and you go, I must have this guy. Mm-hmm. And then there are the quarterbacks that are children of projection. JJ is a projection.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, of Penix, of Bo Nix, of JJ, who's the guy that has the most tools? JJ. Who's the guy who has the fewest red flags? JJ. But he's also the guy with the fewest amount of tape. The little amount of tape. Penix, I can watch 1,000 throws. And I go, that checks the boxes. His problem is he's old enough to get afternoon movie discounts, and he's blown out his knee twice and his shoulder once.
That's legitimate, yes.
That's
the
problem.
The movie discounts, right.
Bo Nix has played a zillion snaps. He's a gamer. He's gutty. He was a really good college football player. I don't think he's a pro. So the JJ thing is a thing, but it's not, oh, he went to Michigan. No, it's not. Well, they just want to hype him up. It's guys, this is the world we live in. The NFL right now, if you do not have a quarterback, you can't win.
As I was trying to explain to somebody, you can't just say, okay, but remember that one game that he had because he had throws, he had possessions, but he didn't have the game. Like I can go back to the Pac-12 championship game or when they played the first time and look at Oregon and Washington and like, wow. Watch these two quarterbacks. Now, you can watch it through the eyes of the Washington quarterback or the Oregon quarterback, but, man, both quarterbacks put on a show that day. You can see that. Caleb Williams, you could see, like, when him and Penix went after and they tried to out-duel each other.
Yeah.
You could see the throws. For JJ, it's throw.
And it's possession. Also people talking about the aggregate and what the numbers look like. And that doesn't mean a lot to me. When you play on a really good football team against mostly really bad ones, your numbers should look good. When you're not asked to make more than a half a dozen throws a game because you run it 40 a game, it's unimpressive to me because those situations don't happen in the pros. They don't. The NFL is a blood sport. It's really hard and very rarely do you get it your own way. The 1 year Matt Ryan got it his own way with a great team, a great play caller, and 37% play action, Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. When Matt Ryan didn't get it his way, he won exactly nothing. So that's the hard part. But as we approach the draft, like we have a sign up here in the studio and I say, JJ will not go above pick six because I need him at pick six. My team needs a quarterback.
And you got the Giants sitting there, you got the Broncos, you got the Vikings all saying, hey, You see the trade rumors. They want to move up. Now, the reason why I guess he's a number two is because Commanders, somebody leaked it to somebody in the NFL, one of the talking heads, and they came out and said, well, you know, the Commanders are looking at JJ. So Vegas now increased his odds of becoming.
Look, he'll either be. I think it'll cut two ways for JJ. He'll either be the best quarterback in the draft or a total flop. Because you're drafting on complete projection. Mm-hmm. If the tools are real and the platitudes are accurate, he'll thrive. Or he's Zach Wilson. Like that, I just don't see a middle ground where it's like, yeah, JJ's okay. He ended up being all right.
So he's Josh Allen or Zach Wilson.
I think it's one of the two.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to find out, because if I don't have a quarterback, the Giants are ready to trot Lieutenant Dan out opening week. So I don't care where.
I'm always leery about the quarterback that I hyped up. And Mike, I'm not saying this because of where he plays, but I remember people telling me how great Daniel Jones was at Duke.
And I know.
Like, okay, I don't see it. No. Because he is. And look at the throw. I was like, I don't see it. But sure. And like I said, either he's going to be great. Now he tricked the Giants into a big contract.
Thanks, Rico.
But
anything else you'd like to add? 248-539-9797.
We'll get a Niners took Trey Lance, so I can't.
But again, it's another quarterback of projection. We'll get to a
turn. Take an Iowa State quarterback. You can't.
Purdy.
Yeah.
He stinks, and you know it. Yeah, you would have won a Super Bowl if he was any good.
No.
Yes.
Hey, how about you block Chris Jones?
Okay. Always an excuse for your little heartthrob.
Yeah, because, you know, Chris Jones.
Make the throw.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.